Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Listen, as the leader, it is your job to set the pace. And I don't care if you don't even have a big team. I don't care if your team is you. The point is this: if you can't do self-leadership well, nobody else is going to follow you. We just got a call today from a major TV station that says they're coming and they're showing up and they're filming in a short amount of time. And I quick sent a message to the team and they were amazing. They quick responded. They're on it. They are doing an amazing job. They're already there. I'm on my way. I got the supplies in the back. Here's the point. It's your job to set the pace. It's your job to set the pace as the leader. It doesn't matter what you say. It matters what you do. Your team takes cues from you. And so if you show up late, now listen, I know what you're saying. Hey, Carrie, you're going to show up late. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. The point is this: I had to quick load the van, right? But they might be there already. And I'm excited and I can't wait and I'm pumped. But listen, it comes with the little things that nobody notices, right? Do you quit early? Do you make excuses? Do you blame shift? Do you take on a victim mentality? I get it. Listen, the team's watching you. Here's one. What happens when a surprise happens? Do you get stressed out? Do you freak out? Your team takes cues from you. If you're the leader and you're freaking out and you're stressing out and you're all, you know, responding and reacting and all this crazy stuff, guess what? You're the leader. They're going to take that lesson from you. So that's why. Listen, I don't get it right 110% of the time, let me tell you. But when I'm thinking correctly, I try to show up filled up because I know that the team is watching. It's not being fake, but it's saying, you know what? I'm going to figure out my stuff first before I show up. Because if you show up filled up, you can give encouragement. You can pump up the team. You can compliment them. And suddenly that becomes, what's the word? It becomes contagious, and that becomes a contagious amount of encouragement that's flowing through the air. But the same thing about fear. Fear is contagious. If you don't believe me, oh wow, all you need to do is look at history. When there was a battle going on and people were afraid, and when the leader was afraid, it shot through the troops like a disease. Fear is contagious. Encouragement is contagious. Faith is contagious. Look, here's a fun little thing. Whatever the leader is sick with, the team is going to catch. You're sick with positivity. You're sick with encouragement. They're going to catch that bug. But the opposite's true as well. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. And I'll let you know if the team's there ahead of me or not. We'll find out quick. See you later.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.